Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri. The Federal Food and Drug Administration is currently finalizing rules for the new Food Safety Modernization Act. Gabrielle Minier is a resident of South Burlington whose 7-year-old son became ill from a salmonella infection in 2008. She's in Washington, D.C. this week to meet with members of the Vermont delegation about the Food Safety Modernization Act. Gabrielle, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you, Rick.
Your son, Christopher, was one of 700 people sickened by salmonella poisoning in 2008. How did that salmonella end up in the food he ate?
There was a company called Peanut Corporation of America, or PCA for short. That company was purportedly knowingly distributing food across the U.S. and further, food products, meaning peanut products and peanut butter, peanut paste, in 4,000 different products. Christopher was poisoned in particular by peanut butter crackers. But if the question was, how did it happen, the company had several errors in the way that they produce their product and didn't correct these errors.
Was it easy to determine exactly what food product it was he had eaten that caused it?
That's a really good question, Rick. No, it was not. It was a really painful process to go through. When we were in the hospital and Christopher was diagnosed, first of all, with Salmonella typhimurium, which I never heard of in my life, and secondary infection C. diff, which is Clostridium difficile, which is a common secondary infection from antibiotic use. But we had no idea whatsoever what food that he could have eaten that would have impacted him and nobody else that we know, nobody in the family. And we worked with the Vermont State Health Authorities for it seemed like an eternity to me, but it was over 2 months. It was from November, December into January. And the State Health Department working with the CDC, and as it unfolded, there were, you know, several more serious injuries and illnesses, and 11 people ultimately ended up dying before the culprit, the food product, was actually finally found. At first, they had told me, the health department, that it was the peanut butter in our house, so to confiscate it, and it was not. And indeed, I knew it was not, because I would have been dead. I love peanut butter. And then we were told it was chicken, and so it was a really difficult and painful process to go through, because, you know, these are food products that I knew did not sicken my son, but I had no clue what had, until the Canadian's FSIS had confiscated some peanut butter crackers that a woman had bought in Maine. And I had heard about that, and instantly the light bulb went off in my head. This is not a food product that's normally in my house and not something I normally serve to my son. But at the time, we did happen to have some peanut butter crackers, and I don't eat them. So finally, it made total sense what the culprit was.
Your testimony several years ago was instrumental in getting the Food Safety Modernization Act passed in the first place. How would this act help to prevent the kind of food poisoning that your son did get?
This act is instrumental in preventing so many foodborne illnesses, because the Food and Drug Administration were acting under the Food and Drug Cosmetic Act of 1938. That was the law that they were acting under. And that law was a reactionary law, didn't have a lot of tooth, did not have mandatory recalls. FDA had no authority to recall foods. So it was clear that we needed, that the U.S. government needed to change the laws on the books for food safety, but it was a long and lengthy process and a very difficult one. So there's infinite ways that this helps us as a culture and will for, you know, I'm thinking, you know, over 100 years to come, because the Food and Drug Cosmetic Act has been in place for so many years without radical changeover. So the food, FSMA is what we call it, the Food Safety Modernization Act, comes from a scientific approach and a preventative approach.
Well, the rules in FSMA have not been finalized yet. The FDA is still working on them, and funding for implementing the bill has not been guaranteed. So do you think this act does have enough teeth?
I think the act definitely has enough teeth. Now, the rulemaking process is difficult. You know, it's been 3 years since the president signed the law, And it's important that it be done right. And I've been watching the FDA and helping the FDA actually at public hearings as they lay out and get feedback on the rules. The FDA is hearing the feedback from the food producers, small and large, and working with all sizes of food producers and farmers alike to make sure that the rules make sense and still accomplish the same goal. And that's what's critical here, Rick, is accomplishing the same goal of food safety.
Well, the FDA did hold hearings in Vermont last year about FSMA. Many small farmers, though, are worried that the act would impose regulations that make it impossible for them to stay in business. Do you think that's a valid concern?
I've heard those concerns because I did go to the public hearing this summer in Dartmouth and also the one in Maine. My response is most small farmers, to my knowledge, are exempt. And I think that we will be very clear, you know, hopefully at the end of the day as towards who's exempt. And I think that there's a lot of questions on that. But the Tester Amendment exempted most small farms. So I think that there's still confusion over that. But the farms that are subject, I don't think it's going to be nearly as difficult as people think to comply. Now, there are some issues that the small Vermont producer is dealing with, and I'm hopefully that will be worked out in the rules, and it'll be a system that is fair to the small producer. And I think it will be, because I know the FDA certainly heard it.
Does your son still have health problems connected to the salmonella poisoning of 6 years ago?
One of the issues with foodborne illness or any serious illness is you can, you know, there comes a point as the years go on that you can't directly pinpoint and say, well, this was a direct correlation. He does have some issues. My feeling as a mother, my mother's, you know, women's intuition will say, yes, that was a direct correlation. He was sick for a long time, Rick, and with some after effects of the illness that were documented directly related. So I would say yes, he will. And my fear has always been as he gets in an adult, because your gut is so important to good health, what sort of lasting ramifications? And the only thing you can do to say yay or nay is do a colonoscopy. And I did not want that done. You know, he'll be old enough when he gets his first colonoscopy, which, by the way, I think are very important tests to have done.
You're speaking this week with Representative Welch and Senator Leahy. What lessons would you like them to learn from your son's illness?
The lessons learned here, it's hard because ours was a very particular case related to Peanut Corporation of America, where there was a really bad player in the U.S. marketplace, a very bad player, who, by the way, their trial is finally coming into play this fall, to which I will be going down to Georgia to be in the audience. But I would like them to understand that we are all at risk, and, you know, Vermont and any state, for foodborne illness. And it's, you know, one in six of us will get sick every single year, and 3,000 will die. And I'd like to leave a quote that Christopher, he's like a little statistician, and Christopher, from the words of Christopher, he says, that's like the city of, in 14 years, the whole city of Burlington being wiped out. So when you think of it that way, you think, oh, wow, due to something you ate, that's scary. So to our congressional delegations, I thank them for voting for the bill. That was an awesome first step. And I just want to remind them that this is, you know, this is revolutionary, and it's, FSMA needs everyone's support, and it will prevent many more illnesses in the future. And it just makes sense. So we need to support the FDA in their endeavor. We need to fund it, and I just thank them for their support.
And Gabrielle Minier, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me, Rick.